Why did God create illness? When people get sick, they often wonder, what is this punishment for? Sometimes I hear people say that God makes people sick because he wants to punish them. I will never pretend to know why God does what he does, but I'm certain that we should never say that illness is a whip for those who misbehave. When someone is sick, we should not try to justify their illness. We must pray for them, that is, on the contrary, try to justify their recovery. If we can, we should help with their medical advice, with their practical needs, or just to go visit them. Visiting the sick is a great mitzvah. This is how the Torah commands us to act when someone else is sick. But if I myself got ill, then there are few spiritual exercises that can help my recovery. A Jewish sage who was also a philosopher and a physician, Maimonides, told his patients, "There are three of us here, you, the disease, and me. I am fighting the disease. The side that you will take will end up in the majority and win." You don't like being sick? Maybe a little. Make a list of all the little benefits that you get from your illness. I can rest. Everyone calls and asks about me. I'm being looked after. And then write down how you could get these benefits without your illness. By doing it, you are telling your sickness that you don't need it at all. I don't have any benefit from your illness, even on my subconscious level. This helps being emotionally ready to recover. Another very good point. When something hurts, I don't like it. But pain can be a blessing. It tells me that something is wrong. If not for this pain, I wouldn't know that I need to see a doctor. The deadliest diseases are the ones that develop without pain and therefore are being not noticed. Pain is unpleasant, but it is an important signal that something is wrong. We know that everything in our material world comes from its spiritual root. Every phenomenon in my practical life is just a reflection of a higher reality. Physical troubles can be a signal that something is wrong in my spiritual life. When there is a problem and people would come to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rebbe advised to make sure that people have kosher mezuzahs on every door, that this person consumes only the food which is spiritually healthy, kosher.